Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, and how do you do, Doug?
Oh, toodles, other Doug.
Well, that means you're like leaving, doesn't it?
I thought that was like aloha.
Toodles is like goodbye, I think.
Toodles. Oh, I guess toodaloo. That's goodbye.
That's goodbye for sure. That's like, yeah. I never want to see you again. Like, I expect you to go die somewhere when you say toodaloo to somebody.
Toodaloo, fucko.
Maybe it started in England as the expression to the loo, meaning go to the bathroom. I don't know. What'd you do last night, Doug?
What did I do last night? Did I have a show? Oh, it was chill night. Chill night.
Oh.
Had some martinis with the wife in a bar nearby. Oh, pretty
mellow. That does sound chill. What's the bar called? You want to give it a plug?
Schoolhouse Pub. That's just around the corner.
Oh, it sounds great.
It's like shaped like a little old school schoolhouse. Like, you know, like
no.
Yellow. No, it's cool. It's really rad.
It seems like a confusing message. Like what about the children? It's making drinking look appealing to little kids. They think it's a place where they can learn, and I guess it is. I was in San Diego last night. I just asked you that just because I was more interested in setting up my story. We did Doug Loves Movies last night, as we do every year during Comic-Con. But this year's Comic-Con is weird because of the actors and writer strikes. You know, no celebrities really went to this Comic-Con.
Oh, so, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Different so vibe.
Kind of weird. And then, you know, of course, on the news and the, you know, spokespeople for Comic-Con are like, this year we're going back to our roots, because essentially once you take out the movie stars and TV stars, it really does become what it started out as, which is a comic book convention.
You know? Remember comic books?
Yeah.
That was the basis for all of this, yeah.
Yeah, so it'll be a nice weekend for comic book fans, you know, and everyone else will just be sort of like, oh, this isn't as exciting as it usually is. But Jonah Ray was a guest on Doug Loves Movies, and I was so excited from, and you can hear the episode this Monday, I was so excited to, you know, say his full name and properly. And I go, Jonah Ray Rodriguez. Like, I totally fucked up the Rodriguez thing. And, you know, and of course he called me on it. So it was really stupid. But we had a nice time. Like I said, people can listen to it on Monday. And our guest today is a very funny comic who also has a fun name. It's Jenny Zagrino.
Whoa.
And I got to tell you, when somebody's got a Z in their name, it already sets you down a path where it's difficult to do an anagram.
Right.
Because you just got to find a goddamn word that begins with Z that even fits in there. And,
they don't have Ibra in the rest of their name. You're fucked.
Yeah, exactly. So let's go to work. Hello, Jenny Zagrino. How are you?
Hello. I am okay.
We asked you that when you came on the line before we started recording, and it was the same answer. You're staying
still
consistent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Consistent.
It's just okay.
I'm real. I'm consistent. You know me.
I do.
You're real Zagrino.
you're you know, you're batting 1,000 with me as far as being on time. You're always on time.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, we've only done like 3 shows together, but you know,
that's still a good number.
Got to start somewhere. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's funny you use the expression okay timing wise, because last night I watched, you know, the new season of What We Do in the Shadows started, and and Nandor gets obsessed with that old book. He finds the book I'm Okay, You're Okay, that like sort of weird 70s therapy talk book, and so he keeps saying okay, you know, in that voice of his, you know, it's I'm doing okay. Anyway, so it's very funny. And Jenny, as I mentioned before you joined us, you as well are very funny, but how is the current ongoing strikes? Which guilds are you in?
I'm in SAG.
Okay.
So I am not working. Was I working before? Not really. But that's no, okay.
That's now a weird really reality of this strike, is it's out of work people striking, saying they're not going to work.
I know. And so many of us are like, oh, what? Oh, is this an audition? Can I audition for strike person?
The network opportunities at these picket lines are except here's the thing that I never really thought about until I heard it on the news today, that part of the reason why the picket lines, why they march around, is because if they stood still and blocked the entrance, then that's illegal. But if you're moving and blocking an entrance and just creating this constant flow in front of the entrance, then you can do it, because obviously people can, you know, walk down a sidewalk that's an entrance to something. So. Yeah. So they got to keep moving. So I'm like, oh, man, you know, I really wanted to get out there this week, you know, and get some good selfies, meet some people. And it just feels like everything's just a rushing stream. And it's unless you actually know somebody. The last time we were striking as actors, I went to the picket at Universal Studios. And this is how long ago it was. The movie Tropic Thunder hadn't come out yet, but was about to.
Wow. And, okay.
Or like it just been made or something. So I'm like picketing and crossing in a crosswalk, crossing the street, and this blonde dude that I didn't recognize like high fives me, and you know, I was like, okay, I guess that guy knows me. And it wasn't until I don't know how long later, the next time I ran into him somewhere, Jack Black was like, why did you act like you didn't know me? And it's goddamn blonde hair from Tropic Thunder.
He just kept it.
Oh my god.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, for the longest time he's probably wondering, why is Doug Benson, why was he a dick to me that day?
I hope that's stuck with him. I hope. Like what a like there's so many moments in our lives where we're so deeply offended by something and then we go back to it and you're just like, oh, I just didn't see you. I didn't recognize you. And you're like, but I built an altar to your demise. I don't understand. I don't know. Awesome. I had my headphones in. Sorry.
I think he was, you know, I didn't feel like he told it, you know, he brought it up out of any kind of anger, you know, because, you know, we're not that tight to begin with, but it was still, still pretty funny.
That white hair, though, is quite the departure from his like normal look. Like that's a pretty big jump. Like,
yeah, and he'd probably grown out a little bit, but it was like a blonde crew cut in that movie.
Yeah.
Also, you know? Seeing people out of context is always very jarring for me. Like seeing Jack Black at a picket line, I think I would glaze over it completely.
Well, you got to get out there to one of those picket lines and get your glaze on, because like today at Netflix,
I'm ready to glaze.
Today at Netflix, Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda were out there because, you know, they're targeting Netflix because that's where their fucking hit show was, Frankie and Grace. Yeah. Grace and Frankie. They were out there with June Diane Raphael. I think they'd throw the mic to her when they wanted things to be a little bit more eloquent and precise. But they were out there in the sun picketing and probably meeting a lot of people they didn't care to meet.
I'm going to go next week. Right now I'm stuck in Las Vegas. I'm at the Rio. At the Comedy Cellar.
Greatest excuse to not pick it. But also, I said nice because I'm just excited to talk to you about, you know, we'll get to why we're here in a little bit, but this is more important to me.
okay.
Isn't Vegas like just like unlivably hot right now?
Yeah, it's like 113. On the drive here, it was, you know, like you go to that one weird town, it's Baker, and that's like your point where you're like, all right, I'm in the home stretch. It was 117 in Baker.
Hence the name, because you could just cook something by putting it on the sidewalk.
I put my hand out the window and it hurt. Like I put my hand, I was like, it's too hot. Yeah. And then my coolant light went on and I was like, I'm going to die. This is where I die.
Oh, no. Yeah.
But it's okay.
How do cars get through the desert when it's this hot, you know, without overheating?
Yeah.
I don't know. I Googled it even. I was like, will I survive? Because there were cars on the side of the road. And I was like, should I stop and help them? But I have to get to the cellar.
Yeah. You got to pull over and go, are you okay?
Are you okay?
Yeah, that's the nightmare right now. It's just getting breaking down out there in the middle of the desert. And
oh yeah,
you know, and if your car's overheating, you can't run the air conditioner while you're waiting for somebody to come.
No, and also you'd be in the middle of the desert.
Yeah, it's scary.
Last year I did a show here in October, and we were driving back, and it was like later in the evening, which was good, and my car. Near Baker again, like because it's a Prius, and sometimes the Prius weird thing happens where it goes, the hybrid system isn't working, you need to go find shelter or whatever the fuck. And I was like, oh no, we're gonna die. And so I had to like go hang out at a gas station for an hour because apparently my cooling system was not working, and it was like maybe 90 degrees out, so I had to wait and then we could make it back. But it's scary out there. It's terrifying.
Yeah, right. I had I was leaving Palm Springs one time. It was like 118 or something. It was crazy. And I was with my wife and a friend, and the light came on, the heating light. And my friend's car was brand new. It was like 3 weeks old. And we just had to turn off the AC, and we just stopped talking until we could like find a place where we could turn it back on. Like everybody just
don't
miserable.
Use the oxygen in the car.
Yeah. Well, it's just, we got so hot. It was just like, no, there's no energy left. You're just done. And we're all tense. Cause it's like car breaks down. Like you're saying, you're in the desert. Like it's horrifying. Yeah. Like I've seen breakdown with Kurt Russell. It's pretty bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Any of those movies where somebody in a big truck has it out for you because you got your car broke down, that's bad.
It is. It's wild to me that people are vacationing here right now. There are people who are,
they just go anyway because like, their air conditioning is on point and every hotel has a pool.
I know. I feel the guilt I feel right now blasting the AC, knowing that the world is just ending so quickly. At least I'll be
Are the pools even cool at all? Or is it?
No, the water's got to be like, you know, warm or lukewarm. Because, I don't even know how to cool down a pool. You know, like they know how to heat a pool.
Yeah,
that same Palm Springs trip. I remember like it was like a group of comics and no one. They got a house with a pool thinking like it was hot in LA at the time. Let's escape the heat and have this place with a pool. But no one thought it through all the way. When we got there, we couldn't get in the pool until like 2 a.m. was like the nicest it was. And it was still pretty warm. It was like just being in a hot tub in the heat. It was awful. It was so bad.
Ugh. Yeah.
I like a hot tub. I like a hot tub on a hot day, but I'm weird.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
I mean, I don't like to stand forever, but I just like hot water so much. I don't care what the outside temp is, you know. Like, I just want to be.
Oh wow, yeah.
Oh, are you a bath guy? I love a bath.
I love bath.
Yeah.
I took one today.
Well, that's another thing. Is
at noon.
Vegas has got good bathtubs.
Yeah. They do for as little water as they have. Great tubs
for a place that's dry and in constant danger of not having any water. All the hotels on the strip have giant, nice bathtubs.
Yeah. That
people fill up with water. It's so crazy.
I hate this place. But so
what about, okay, so well, I'm not going to drop it. I want to talk about Vegas maybe for the entire show.
Let's do it.
So you're driving to Vegas to, why not fly? Why didn't you, why do you drive? Just because you like having your car once you're there?
Because I'm here for a week and there's no way I can just be stuck in the hotel. I go, you know what, Zagrino, you're going to write the greatest screenplay that was ever written. You just got to hunker down in the Rio for 7 days. And by Wednesday, I'm like, get me the book out of here.
Wow. Yeah. It's a long week. And that's been like the thing since, but way, way, way back when I started comedy, one of my first road gigs was doing a week in Vegas. And like, it really was like the club I worked really was open 7 nights and had two shows on weeknights, three on the weekend. And, it was a grind, but it was also like, you just don't get many opportunities to just keep, honing stuff, doing it three times for three different crowds, but not having to drive all over the place. You're just right there. But yeah, but it was weird. And I had a joke in my act about how hard it is to, be a performer spending a week in Vegas. Cause after I've blown all my money on gambling and prostitution, I've still got 6 days to kill. And that was a solid joke for many years when I love it. okay so you drive in, you have your own car now, but you probably won't use it much because you get into it, it's super hella hot no matter where you park.
Super hot, yes.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, where am I gonna go into another building? Cool. Like, I don't even think, does Vegas have an, I'm gonna sound so fucking like elitist, does Vegas even have an art museum? Do they even have culture out here? Like, I really don't think they actually have an art museum out here.
No, you just have to pick the right hotels to go to. Like the Wynn Hotel and the Encore, they have, works by Kuntz and lots of other, fancy, expensive stuff, just like a glass Popeye and shit like that. And that place has, the Wynn is, I think, one of the most beautiful hotels on the strip. I'm not, crazy about the guy who owns it, but, he'll die soon enough. And
who owns it?
Hotel. That guy, Steve Wynn, that's why it's called the Wynn. It's W-I-N-N. And then the Encore is the one he built right next door to it. And they're really nice. And again, like, the tubs are insane, like how big they are. And they have TV. In the bathroom that you could just watch from the, while you're in the tub. It's amazing.
I feel like it's always classy when the tub and the shower are separate.
It really is.
If there's two of you,
everyone could be bathing simultaneously.
It's great.
Without a hassle.
Everyone gets wet. Nothing sexual is happening, but everyone is wet.
Everyone's tired of what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So I think everyone gets wet would be a good new Vegas slogan. Welcome to Vegas. Everyone gets wet. Like, there's no reason one way or another. You're either going to be sweating or get splashed on. You're going to go see O and they're going to splash you. Most of the shows in Vegas splash people at some point. I went to a show once where the sword swallower, when he pulled the sword out, he was so close to the audience, when he whipped it out, saliva shot off the sword into the crowd.
No.
It was so disgusting. So gross.
You know what? I like that you're judging him for that. He just put a sword in his throat and you're just like, ew.
Well, his whole act was like, he was like kind of a, smart ass, magician, sword swallower, juggler kind of act, and
a debonair.
He had lots of patter and purple hair or something, but you would stick a sword all the way down your throat. You're probably gonna get a little wet on there when you take it out. And he did not mind just flinging it.
I like Matt the Vegas. You're probably going to get a little wet on there. That's a good Vegas slogan. Get wet. Yeah. You're going to get wet.
One way or another. And, you know, because like also getting wet is probably, I don't have an Urban Dictionary handy, but I bet you that means getting laid or winning lots of money when you say I'm getting wet, you know, and you could even spell it W-H-E-T.
I don't think it is, but we can make that happen.
And you say it like this, wet.
I'm going, wet.
I'm so wet. There's an extra letter in here for no reason.
God.
So you drove so there. Established that. But
yes.
Here's the thing that happened to me the other day. I'm in Pittsburgh having the time of my life. And then the next day, I'm supposed to fly out of Pittsburgh at like 6 a.m. and then go to Newark. And then from Newark, fly all the way cross country back to Los Angeles. So I was like, that's good. Mm-hmm. You know, one short flight early, get it over with, and then just, you know, crash on the long flight. And then, of course, the night before, they go, listen, we canceled your flight to Newark. So don't worry, because we got your back. And they put us on a flight to from Pittsburgh to Chicago. Then Chicago to Las Vegas, then Las Vegas to Los Angeles, and the whole thing was going to take like 8 or 9 more hours than it was going to take.
Oh my God!
My back. You know, one of, and the stop in Vegas is the layover is 4.5 hours, and they're presenting that as this is the best we could do. And I really, you know, tried to look up other things, tried to figure out other ways. But here's why this was so frustrating. Is because, you know, we got phones, me and my girlfriend, we're looking up stuff about these places they want us to fly to. Chicago that day had, because of nearby fires, had extremely unhealthy weather, and they were suggesting people just stay inside. So that was, yes, our first stop. And then our second stop was Vegas with the 4-hour layover, and they were reporting there's going to be 100 and, 100 in the high teens, like 17, 18. And I've always heard that planes have a very hard time landing and taking off in weather that hot.
Yeah. There was a Delta that got grounded, and they stayed on the tarmac for 2 hours without air conditioning.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah. That happened like Monday or Tuesday.
No.
Well, congratulations to those people for losing 30 pounds each, but holy crap. Why wasn't somebody just like on the phone with the, you know, there's that like consumer agency that deals with people that are stuck in planes, you know, they like put extra pressure on the airline to do something about it.
I don't know.
But so, of course, that itinerary sounded horrible because it was just like, you know, just putting us into two, you know, rotten situations. And in the case of landing in out of Vegas, we did a little further research, and it's the plane has to be going faster to take off out of Vegas. In the hotter it gets, the faster the plane needs to be going to get airborne.
What?
Yeah. So that's how they, their solution is that they just drive down the thing extra super fast to get off the ground. Oh my God. Yeah. So we said hell no to all of that.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That also just seems like a guess. Seems like somebody just made that up. Like, you just got to go faster. No. That'll work.
No, because I've been in my head for years because I fly into Arizona a lot, and the Tempe, you know, the airport in Tempe outside of Phoenix is, you know, it's always hot as hell in Arizona. So I've always been curious about the, like, you know, the idea of like the tires on the plane popping when they hit that hot ground.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I imagine would happen. So, but finally doing a little bit of research, I guess it can get pretty hot. They just have to fly really fast. And so we just said, screw it. And, you know, we ended up having to go outside a little bit. We just stayed a night in Chicago, and then just got it the next day, got a direct flight from Chicago to L.A. But that's what you have to do these days. You have to plan for the airlines are just all of them. There's no good airline. They're all
right.
Ruining everybody left and right, because when they want to cancel something, because also they gave us a reason for canceling that later turned out to be not at all the reason that it was canceled.
You know, it's just like, why do they lead with a lie? That is so crazy. Because
they owe you money otherwise.
Right? Yeah. Exactly.
They owe you money. If it's weather, then they're like, oh, we can't do anything. But if it's a mechanical failure or something of that, then they owe you money if it's delayed more than like 3 hours. And so, or canceled. So they just lie.
And yeah. Sometimes, have you been on a flight where they say there's this delay and they're like, all right, we got 2 hours. So you like saddle up at a bar or something, kind of like just lose track of time. And then like, if you miss an update, sometimes they can bump it back up now, which yep. seems odd. And then you just miss your flight and it's on you. That's crazy.
Yeah, you got to be there. So that's why that's my go-to now. When they're like, your flight's been delayed for, you know, hours, I'm just like, hey, just put me on one tomorrow and I'll just go stay in a hotel or something and just go tomorrow. Because anytime there's a delay these days, there's probably like a 50%, maybe 75% chance that's not the end of the delay. It's just the first salvo. You know, it's their first announcement, and then the ones where they just keep delaying it by half hour. It's like, dudes, I cannot accomplish anything because I'm just waiting for the news of when this thing is going to go. You know, so you can't, you know, enjoy it. You can't, you know, if they just said, "Hey, 3 hours, okay, great, I'll, you know, go find a bar somewhere and, you know."
And just get shit-faced in the airport.
Yeah, and, you know, do stuff, you know, get take care of some business on the phone or whatever. Or go to, like...
Like getting shit-faced, huh?
But they never give you a firm when it's going to... When it's delayed, too.
And it's so one of the other reasons why, like, I will drive to Vegas is because I can take... I'll take my dog sometimes. So, because you can have a dog at this hotel... Mm-hmm. And it helps with the loneliness. But story time, the last time I took my dog, and you're looking at her, you're looking at her photo right now. The last time I took her, she, the like 15 minutes into getting into the parking lot, somehow she found a bunch of amphetamines and ate them.
No.
Yeah. So I take her up to the room and she's acting weird. And I'm like, oh, she's being real weird. And then there's a lot of explanation. This is the third time she's done it. So I recognize signs. She's an 100%. This dog knows what they smell like. And she's like, give it to me. So it's her. So I recognize immediately. I'm like, oh no, she's on meth. How the fuck did this happen? She's like, you've never seen a dog, like a tiny dog on meth. It's very weird and scary, and they like follow things that aren't there. They back into corners. It's really scary, but also it's very funny because it is the third time she's done it. So Monday I get here, she's methed out. I have another dog with me. He's just, and then while she's methed out, he took the opportunity to try to fuck her every minute he could. And I was like, man, this is Vegas right here, right in the Rio hotel room. So
that's some real Pepe Le Pew shit right there.
Right. So thankfully my brother was here with me. So we I ended up missing my second show because I had to take her to the ER. And we get there, the vet's arguing with me, being like, it's not meth. I'm like, it's meth, sedate her. And he's like, it's not. And then of course tests him back and he's like, well, turns out it was meth. Ha 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 ha. And I was like, thanks. So then we get her back to the hotel. I'm like, it's like 2 a.m. Like, finally we can sleep. Then she starts coughing like crazy. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. So 6 a.m. I take her to the next vet. They keep her overnight. We don't sleep. We're having a terrible time. And then it turns out her trachea collapsed.
Whoa.
And the cure for a collapsed trachea is hydrocodone, which is heroin. So now I have like a dog who's high as fuck on heroin to help with her cough in the hotel room. And that's Wednesday. And I'm like, okay, things might be all right now. Thursday, she's like, I'm like petting her and I'm like, oh, this is going to be such a rough weekend. I turn, my back goes out. Do you guys have back problems?
Yeah.
It's like you feel fun. The pop and you go, no, fuck. I felt the pop. I was like, this is not deterring me from having a good time. So I still, with a back that was definitely fucked up, went to Meow Wolf. And then...
You asked your dog for drugs to help with your back.
I was like, please get some of your heroin, Lupe. and then after that night, I just was like, I can't do this. I can't. And I had to call the booker from the cellar and be like, I have to go home. This is the worst trip ever. My dog's on so many drugs. I'm in pain. Let me go home. And so I drove back after the second show at 11 o'clock on that Thursday.
In the desert.
And then my car broke down. And then a skinwalker came up. No, it was – that was my last trip to Vegas, why I normally drive. But this Vegas, time I was baby. Like, no dog. No dog.
Yeah.
She's not allowed in Vegas anymore.
What?
She likes meth too much.
Yeah. It's got to be scary bringing your dog, too. Like, if you did break down in the desert, you now also have to carry your dog if you have to walk anywhere.
Yeah, because she's going to find meth in the desert. This bitch knows, okay? She's going to find it. She's going to do it.
I mean,
have
really.
To be up all night hearing about her ideas.
Brings new meaning to the term drug dog.
Right? I allow you. You can do the joke. Everyone does it. But you can do the joke.
What's that?
The some dogs sniff drugs. This dog sniffs drugs. You know what I mean? Everyone does that joke.
Well, we're here to talk about your name, and we're going to get into that right after this break. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are back. We're here with Jenny Zagrino.
Hello.
What a fun name. But before we get to your name, I have a few warm-up questions that we ask all of our guests that you'll see as we go what this has to do with names in general. Starting with, what's your tattoo situation? Do you have any tattoos?
Yeah, I have... 1, 2, 3. I think I have 6.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a solid number.
Thank you.
And over how long a period of time, when did you get your first one?
My first one, I was 18. I got it behind my ear. It says l'artiste, so the artist in French. But over time, the apostrophe has melted into the L, so it looks like cartiste, which everyone's like, what does that mean? And I'm like, shut up. Don't look at it.
It means amazing driver in French.
Yeah. Look at this cartiste. That sounds like like an ad for like a AutoZone.
Oh, yeah.
Are you a cartiste? Come on into AutoZone. Yeah, you got everything you need.
Hertz rental cars, they send you a car formation when you rent with them.
God.
The worst. It's the worst.
So then I got, as you know, big fan of the 18th century here. I have an 18th century lady on my hip. I do regret that one, but whatever. Then
you,
I have...
Too big and colorful to get it, do the removal process?
Just, It's just weird looking, but I don't give a shit.
Okay.
It's just, it's not my favorite. Then on the one I forget all the time is I have big letters on my arm. It's getting better all the time. Guess what? It's not. It really is. It's not. That was a young, positive Jenny Zagrino.
Yeah.
Now with, it's with stars in her eyes.
Now it's a sarcastic tattoo.
Yeah. And then I have Minnesota, which is where I'm from. Then I have two. You actually didn't ask me to go through them, but I'm doing it anyways.
I know. Two, great.
I have two 19th century women bare knuckle brawling on one thigh. And then I have a giant tarot card in the style of the artist Mooka, which is an Art Nouveau artist, and it's the star card.
Wow. Yeah. Why don't you take one of those bare knuckle boxers like and just add that to the other one like they're about to punch that lady in the face?
I would love to. The bare knuckle one makes me sad because the artist used like really thick lines and it's all kind of metabolizing into itself, which bums me out. Mm. Don't get a tattoo from a friend of a friend.
Been there.
Yeah, Doug has definitely been. What was your sketchiest, what was the weirdest tattoo decision you made in terms of trust?
Probably that one, just because, well, actually maybe my first one, it's maybe a tie. The first one was when I was 18. I wanted a specific thing and the artist was like, that's too detailed. And I was just like, well, you just might not be very good. and then I just let him do something anyway, like an idiot. And then, yeah, I had a girlfriend that like had a design for me. And she had her friend do it, who was pretty new, and that was kind of scary. And yeah, it didn't turn out as well as I wanted it to. Aww. And it's like half my back; it's fine.
Oh no!
I mean, at least you don't see it much.
I hope it's an angel wing. That'd be great.
It is no.
No.
It's your dog doing drugs. It's really crazy.
Oh yeah, that should be my next tattoo. It's just my dog snorting cocaine.
Well, also your little avatar that you have here on this call is that's a fun tattoo, a dog with a unicorn horn.
Yeah.
A
cute little dog, but with a big old horn sticking out of his head.
That was her raver days. She was on MDMA in that photo.
What are your doggies' names?
So that one is Lupe. She is Lupita. And then the other dog is Boo, and Boo is my late sister's dog. So now she is my dog.
I see.
It's a boy. He is my dog.
So you didn't name Boo. Boo came pre-named.
No, Boo. My sister found him on Halloween 10 years ago. So that's why he is named Boo. And he's all black. So he's a little spooky boy.
And then, but you came up with Lupe.
So Lupe, again, my sister had this thing with like finding stray dogs. So she found Lupe she was living in New York at the time, and somebody was driving by in like a moving van, and they were like, do you want this dog? And then handed her Lupe. And she was like, okay. Which at the time, her name was Loquita, which means like crazy little girl. And it just morphed into Lupita, which is now Lupe.
Not going to shorten it any further, like to Loop.
I call her Loopy Poopies. That's her name, Loopy
Poopies.
You know,
Loopies. What the two of you talk about in private is between the two of you.
I saw a dog psychic. She said that. My dog thinks I'm her girlfriend.
Oh. Wow. What a fun relationship until you meet somebody and the dog's going to not allow that to happen.
Oh, no, that's happened before. I don't bring men over.
Does the dog does your dog really like growl at strange men and stuff?
She doesn't like when people hug or touch or like get up. So like if you're sitting on the couch and you're just sitting there, she'll gladly sit on your lap and be like, yeah, we're hanging out. And the minute you get up to leave, she's like, I have to kill you now. Oh, you know, wow. Too much. So I think she came from some rough stuff happened to her.
Yeah, and continues to with all these
these dudes coming in and out. All these dudes and drugs, man.
These crazy ass road trips and stuff. Like your dog is like, you know, might as well be friends with Hunter S. Thompson or something.
Oh, I mean, she survived it all. She survived doing meth 3 times. She survived grapes. My mom was feeding her grapes for a minute.
And she'd eat them?
Oh.
Yeah, my mom was like, Zhanya, she's Russian. She's like, you have to see how funny it is when she eats a grape. And I was like, Mom, that will kill her. And she goes, I never heard of this before. And I was like, okay, you're not watching her anymore.
But most dogs know. Like, most dogs, like, you give them a grape and they just refuse to deal with it.
Oh, not Lupe. I think Lupe wants to die, honestly.
Lupe's really, yeah, just on a real collision course here.
She's just like, just... please, let me go.
Yeah, Lupe doesn't need a psychic. She needs a counselor.
I know. Also, to your listeners are listening, I know grapes are bad for dogs, and so is meth, okay? Just so everyone knows, I'm fully aware. I'm not giving my dog these things.
Yeah, don't go yelling at her for, like, you can't control what's on the ground in a parking lot in Vegas that the dog somehow got into. That's not on you. Finally, before we get into your name, a third question about things you've named. Have you ever named... Are you a person that, like, does your car have a name? Does your other like inanimate objects in your life have names?
No, it always felt really forced when you do it. Right? Yeah, it always felt forced. But I do have nicknames for like every person I've dated, to which is that's how we in the girl group identify who the new suitors are, is they all have a nickname that applies to something they've said or done.
And it tends to be something more positive because you give them the nickname when they're still in the game, right?
Yeah, sometimes they're positive.
Can you give us some example?
I'm trying to think of one that's not going to give anything away.
Just say some famous dude's name. Well, there's
you know, Brad Pitt. One of my boyfriends was called Brad Pitt because he looked like Brad Pitt and would get stopped a lot.
That's fun.
And so everyone would just call him Brad Pitt. So I guess it's not a nickname, but it's fun.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. Yeah. Everybody should date somebody that just looks exactly like somebody. Really makes nickname easy.
For Halloween, we were the Bear Jew and Aldo Rain from Inglourious Basterds.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a pretty good costume.
Bring me some scalps. I need some scalps. All right, you need a dialect coach. okay, so. Those are great answers to those questions. They're all like...
Oh, wait, I have another one. Another one is Star Wars. One of the dudes I dated is Star Wars.
Guy you just see you and your friends would be like, so how was your night with Star Wars?
Yep.
How'd that go? And you'll be like, his lightsaber was malfunctioning.
Sure, yeah. I never thought of that, but yeah.
The Force was not with him, as it turned out.
No.
So do these guys, do they ever get wind of these names accidentally?
No.
That's good.
That would be rude.
You keep it
that
with
would
your
be
friends.
Mean if they knew it.
Right now.
Well, that's how those things work sometimes. Yeah.
But I think that's kind of common. I think that, like, I think a lot of people, maybe not for dudes as much, but, you know, in girl groups, we love to have little nicknames because it's easier that way because everyone's mm-hmm. named John or Dan or Mike. They're all the same name. So you have to, like, split it up.
Have you ever just thrown out, like, have you ever been in a breakup and gone, oh, by the way, me and my friends, we you know, we all called you Pee-wee or whatever. You know, like, no. You ever throw it back at him in that last moment?
No, that would be good, though. Maybe I should just date someone just so I can do that. Get a nickname and then rip their
I'm breaking up with you, Star Wars, because you won't pick up any of your shit and I am not your father.
and then slam the door.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're running out of time, so let's get into this.
Okay.
Let's talk about your name one part at a time, starting with your first name, your thoughts about growing up Jenny.
So birth certificate's Jennifer, but I'm okay. not a Jennifer, 100% right. a Jenny.
You walked away from that pretty early on.
I walked away. I think Jenny suits me much more. Sometimes, do you guys ever this happen where, like, you actually think of your name and its spell and you're like, oh, wow, it's so weird that that's my name. Oh, but sure. Now that, like, I'm thinking time. About it, I'm like, God, my name is Jenny. That's so fucking weird. So, yeah, I just have always been a Jenny. I think also, too, the youngest usually go by the Y names of their name. So, like,
oh, yeah.
So, like, Kenny, Danny, yeah. Bobby. Yeah.
Yeah, Jenny. You get those people, you know, just all people with a name you could stick a Y on. People love to just get familiar right away and just call you that. So when you start off as Jennifer, do people think they're being cute when they go, so Jennifer, you know, since you're
yeah
you go by Jenny?
No, I think that is like that kind of that only has happened with dudes I've dated where they go Jennifer, you know. It's like they're trying to be cute and like,
yeah,
and I'll do it too. I'll do the full name, you know.
Yeah. You know, it's fun having the option, you know, like I don't do it often, but, you know, I can resort to calling myself Douglas. Oh, my God, this reminds me. I mean, Jenny must be a fairly good barista giving, like a name to give when you're getting coffee or something, right? Because they don't screw that up.
No.
They get it right every time.
Yeah, except when they spell it J-E-N-I.
Yeah. But it's still when they announce it out loud, they're just going to say
Jenny. So is Jenny. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty consistent. But with Doug, it's all over the place. And like at Starbucks, more often than not, one person takes your name and another person says it. So I have to, you know, I have to see it on the cup or whatever, but that, and that's no big deal. But when they're yelling, you know, dough or dog, you know, throughout the restaurant.
Wait a minute. People don't know the name Doug.
Yeah.
No.
No, what? For a while, like, especially in New York, every time I get a coffee, I take a picture of it and post it on my social media because they'd always spell it wrong, you know. But then also sometimes they just hear a completely different name. Like, I've had cups that say John or whatever. So today I got a coffee, you know, I was in San Diego and went to a Starbucks before heading back. And, you know, I just said to the girl behind the counter, it wasn't even a language barrier thing, because it was a white girl with red hair, but I go, you know, what's your name? I go, Doug. And then when the cup gets delivered, the person goes, Dylan? Now, you know, so I'm just standing there not responding to Dylan. That seems insane. But guess how it was spelled even?
Oh, boy.
How?
D-I-L-O-N.
What? No one has that name in the world. Lord.
What if it was like D-I-L-L-apostrophe-N, Dylan?
I'm going to post it on the Wide World of Ducks.
Dylan.
Unbelievable.
Because it was just so weird. Yeah. I should have said that. I should have said it's pronounced Dylan. but what a weird thing to write down. You know, adding syllables to Doug, like, I don't think I say it like I say, et. Doug.
Doug, yeah.
My name is Doug.
Wait, but we had the show Doug, so why don't I understand? Right. I guess they don't. Seem, I guess
it does seem like an easy one, but I know that if I were in their position, I would fuck up people's names all the time.
Oh, 100%.
I throw in Douglas sometimes just because of everything you just said.
Right. It does make it strangely easier on them. They still may fuck up the spelling, but
yeah,
you know, it should still look like something when they say it out loud. So maybe they'd say Douglas or something. Which I am. I don't have
Dougals.
Yeah, Dougals. Okay, so who are the famous Jennies? There's J Lo, I guess, calls herself Jenny.
Yeah, I always get Jenny from the Block.
Yeah,
always. Or the Jenny 8675309. That's always a good one.
That's a Jenny... really. It's having a whole song that's so catchy and memorable.
Yeah,
with your name.
Jenny McCarthy is another famous Jenny.
That hasn't been an issue for you, I hope.
No, I mean, I'm pretty pro-vax, so. I think she is now, right? I don't know.
I don't know what she is now. Maybe just keeping quiet for the sake of her career.
Her and, oh, you know, she's married to Donnie Wahlberg.
Yeah, she's married to, you know, what is he? He's on Blue Bloods or something.
Yeah.
And she's on Masked Singer. I wonder if he's been on Masked Singer. I think he has. I think they surprised her.
Oh, wow. And, you know,
like a badger or something pulls his head off and it's her husband.
How did I miss this?
okay, so.
There's the De La Soul Jennifer O'Jen, the Jenny song, right? They're just called Jenny. A great song.
Oh, well, speaking of songs called Jenny, I think that's the name of the diner waitress in Baby Driver. And they talk about a song by T-Rex. I think it's called Jenny.
Oh, yeah, they do. I think I did that scene in an acting class.
Wow, you're so method. Like you only did scenes that did a scene from Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Wait, there's another one. You guys might not know it. It was very trendy on TikTok. And it's like, Jenny, you're my best friend. And the story is about someone who's like, you're my best friend. Can we please fuck?
Right. Come on, Jenny.
Jenny. Oh, it's like, I want to ruin our friendship. We should be lovers instead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a banger.
Yeah. Sounds like a great start for a relationship or whatever it is they were doing. Okay, so we got middle name situation to discuss. What is your middle name, if you don't mind saying?
Rachel.
Okay, so we got Jenny, or I should say Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Zagrino.
Yep.
That's it. I'm those names sound good together, I think.
It's a good, what is it? Is that Jennifer Rachel Zagrino? That's eight syllables.
Yeah. And it's 3-2-3 is good.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. No, I think it it works. Your initials are JRZ. That doesn't really
doesn't do anything for me.
Add up to much of anything, but you know, they don't matter really, the initials, because how often does it come up?
Never. It never comes up. Jers.
Well, now the question, Jenny, is like Zagrino, how does that work with always knowing that, like in school situations, alphabetical situations, how deep in the pot you're going to be?
Usually going to be last. So I'm used to that. Although one time, right? Because
even if there's somebody named like Zagat, they'd be ahead of you.
I did have a teacher who was Xanner, and then when she read my name, she was like, "Oh my god, I would come before you." And I was like, "Yep, yes, you would."
An exciting moment for that teacher,
right? I had another. This will always stick in my mind. I went to like for 6 months, I went to a very private Jewish school in Massachusetts. And I remember the gym teacher was taking a roll call, and he's going through every single Jewish last name, and he gets to Zagrino, and he's like, "Oh my God, are you Italian?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Oh my God, another Italian here in the school?" And I could see this poor guy was just like, "Oh, another, thank God it's not another Jewish name. It's an Italian." And I like, I mean, I know he meant nothing by it, but that has stuck in my mind forever. The excitement this man felt that it wasn't like another Goldberg, Goldstein, Gold, whatever. It was fucking Italian. Oh, and he was from Providence. Oh, he was so excited.
That stuff's, you know, important to people, I guess, sometimes. And
well, I think, like, especially with Italians. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Another Italian's like Paisan immediately.
You immediately have so much in common. Hey, pizza!
Was your family loud too? Oh, wow.
Does your family feel embarrassment by the mafia? Does that bother them? Or are they cool with it? What about nicknames? Speaking of mafia, they always have fun nicknames. But what about you? Did you at any point in your life have a nickname that stuck?
The family nickname is Ziggy.
Ziggy.
It's like every Zuna like becomes a Ziggy.
Or you're what? All calling each other Ziggy. Everybody's a Ziggy?
Yeah, like we have my grandfather's like members only jacket has like Ziggy on the back, like stitched in. Everyone, you were a Zagrino, you were just eventually a Ziggy. And they're all, his whole family's from this one town in upstate New York, Rome. I mean, what's more Italian? So they're all Ziggies. It hasn't really transferred down, though.
Oh. But are any of them familiar with the comic strip character Ziggy?
I'm sure they are. It's
with
the
shirt and no pants? That guy?
Real downtrodden fellow. He's like Charlie Brown grown up. Like, shit does not go his way.
But he's always fine with it.
He he seems to be pretty zen.
Yeah, Ziggy's pretty zen.
Yeah, okay. There's a word that I can spell. I was trying to do an anagram of Jenny Zagrino, and I got to say, it's a tough one, because as soon as you get a Z in there, it gets tricky, but I'm going to keep working on it.
Please.
Have you ever tried to get a nickname for yourself going, like yourself, and it doesn't catch on?
No. I had a friend in middle school used to call me Jenny Big Wino, which I enjoyed.
That
was a fun one. But other than that, no, I've never. I mean, Jenny's already sounds like a nickname.
Right. Yeah, no, it's kind of how Doug is. It's like you're already starting off at a
yeah,
point.
It's already perfectly, there. I've perfectly had
familiar.
I had people just call me Zagrino, Jenny Z. I would get a lot. I think that's about it. Sometimes people would yell my name, and they'd be like, "It's like your name is in a cop movie, Zagrino. You're off the force."
Yeah.
My office,
Zagrino, yeah. They never want to see somebody in a different office. It's always their own office.
Yeah.
That they want to come to. And they're already standing right there talking to him. Just have your conversation. Facing back to an office.
Just fire me in front of all of my partners, boss.
It's always one of those.
I was just doing my job.
It's always like one of those partition offices anyway, where everybody gets to hear the guy yelling at him. So he might as well just
leave the door open
in the middle of the room. Yeah. Or they slam the door and the glass breaks. Classic.
Yeah.
All right. We only got a couple more minutes left. Just really quickly, have there been any important Dougs in your life?
No.
Besides the two of us, you
just
haven't
you
had
two.
Any real, none of those
no.
former boyfriends or anybody.
No, I don't think Doug was like a very popular name in the Midwest. I believe it for like a millennial.
I believe it. I really do. But it does. Doug does though sound kind of like a like there'd be a lot of people in Minnesota.
There is a dog I really like named Doug. He's a Boston Terrier. He's very cute.
It's a great dog named Doug.
Doug? Yeah. Yeah.
The Sarah Silverman's dog was named Duck, but then when she got the Sarah Silverman program, she used the same dog to play her dog on the show, but she changed it to Doug because everyone just goes, why would you name a dog Duck? Like, Doug is more acceptable somehow than Duck. Doesn't make any sense. all right. That's pretty much it. What would you like to plug, Jenny? Where can people follow you and see you and whatnot?
Jenny Zagrino on Instagram, Jenny Zagrino Comedy on TikTok. If you are in San Diego, I'll be there at Mic Drop on August 2nd. Then August 3rd to the 5th, I'm in Wesley Chapel at Side Splitters. And also the Blue Ridge Comedy Club in Bristol, Tennessee, Greensville, North Carolina. And then I'm fucking off to Europe, everybody. See me in London, Copenhagen, Lisbon, Porto, Edinburgh, and maybe Dublin.
Well, if there's anybody in any of those places listening to this show, please reach out to Jenny or us Dougs or all of us and just be like, dude, I'm in Lisbon or whatever. I'd be fascinated to know if we can get you any action in other countries.
That would
London seems like the most likely.
I have had people from Doug Loves Movies be like, I heard you on Doug Loves Movies. You were really great.
Nice. That's so great.
So it does work, everybody.
It works if you work it. Doug Mellard, what would you like to plug this week, buddy?
I got a few shows in Austin coming up. I'm doing Sure Thing tonight because this comes out at midnight tonight, the 21st, at Fallout Theater. Sure Thing's been around forever in Austin. It's an institution. It is going away. Only 12 shows left. I'm headlining one of the last ones here this Friday. It's going to be great. 9:30, Fallout Theater. It's going to be awesome. Then I will be at Roscoe's Comedy Club on East 7th, Monday at 7:30, doing all new material for that show. And then August 1st, I'll be at Cap City Comedy Club, 8 p.m. Come on out. Sprint from your air-conditioned car to the air-conditioned buildings. Have a drink. What about you, DB?
They must have, their air conditioning game must be strong at the Domain there in Austin, right?
Yeah.
It's a fancy facility.
Yeah, it's newer.
Yeah. this Sunday, I'm doing Doug Loves Movies at Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles at 4:20. And on Thursday, I'm going to be at Levity Live in Oxnard doing stand-up with my friends Amy Miller and Alex Hooper. So come by. Any of those shows and say hi, and thanks again to Jenny Zagrino.
Thank you for having me.
Hope you had a good time.
I had a nice time. It was a nice chat.
Nice chat about all the drugs you give your dog.
All the drugs. And now I'm gonna take a nap. I was gonna write that screenplay, not doing it.
We always do like some sort of like pun involving Doug, the name Doug, in the title of our episode. So I'm thinking like drug Dougs.
Sniffing Dougs.
I don't think sniffing Dougs. There we go.
I like it. All right.
Yeah.
It's official. As always, this has been Sniffing Dougs.